Okay, here we go.
Sorry, brothers. This car, ME73UN0, is parked in a disabled bay. Now, even if you have a disabled badge, you're not allowed to park there. It's for permit holders only. And this lady, where is parked, uses a chair lift to get in and out of the car. So, I'll repeat the number plate. It's ME73UMO. If it's your car, brothers or sisters, please move it. Jazakallah khair.
Innal hamdalillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastahdi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن الحكيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. All praise is indeed and gratitude for Allah alone. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, guidance and His mercy. We seek refuge and protection of Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad insiders. Know then one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray, they will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Glory be to Him. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His slave and messenger. And before I carry on, if I ask you just this once in this hall, please, brothers, stand up, look at the right and left in front, close the gaps, make room for those who are coming in. May Allah have mercy on you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so beware of the day in which you will be returned back to Allah. Then each soul will be fully recompensed for what it did. And no one, they will not be wronged in the slightest. قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن هذه الآية آخر آية نزلت في رواية الذي رواه النسائي وابن جرير الطبري وهو رواية صحيحة وفي رواية آخر ما نزلت آية الربا. عبد الله بن عباس said that this was the last ayah of the Quran that was revealed. And in one report he says that the last ayah to be revealed was the ayah of usury, because the ayat of usury come just before this ayat in a sequence and they end with this ayah. So same meaning. Al-Bara ibn Azib, another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith which is reported in Bukhari Muslim, says that akhiru ayah nazalat يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة. This ayah in Surah An-Nisa. Al-Bara from the Sahaba said the last ayah that was revealed was they ask you for a verdict. So Allah has given them قل الله يفتيكم. Allah has given you all a verdict in regards to one leaving inheritance, kalala, the one who has no parents and no children. And the ayah carries on. So this discrepancy of difference of opinion, ulama of the science of Quran brought both are authentic and said what Al-Bara ibn Azam means, that the last verses on mirath, on inheritance, are these verses, is this verse in Surah An-Nisa. So the majority opinion is the ayah recited at the beginning is the last ayah to be revealed of the Quran. Most popularly, the Muslim Ummah quote, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. And the majority amongst our people think this is the last ayah to be revealed. It is not true. This ayah in Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and I am pleased with you for Islam to be your religion and way of life. This ayah, it is reported in hadith in Bukhari Muslim that Rajul min al-Yahud, a man from the Jews, came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, who was Amir at the time, Khulafa Rashid, from the Khulafa Rashid, and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, لو نزلت هذه الآية علينا لا نتخذ يوم فيه نزلت عيدا. Had this ayah been revealed, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, we would have taken the day it was revealed on as our celebration day, a major day, an Eid day. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, وإني لأعلم لما نزلت نزلت في يوم عرفة وفي يوم جمعة. And in riwayatin he says, we have taken it as 2 days of Eid, because this ayah was revealed on the day of Arafah, and how important and major is the day of Arafah for us. And it was actually a day of Jum'ah, and Jum'ah is a weekly Eid for us. So we have. So this ayah is the one I want to contemplate on, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattaqu. Here taqwa is mentioned as the day. So it's not saying be conscious only, it's saying beware of the day. Last ayah reminding humanity, us, beware of the day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. When on the day on which تُرْجَعُونَ, it's not that I have a choice, whether I like it or not, whether I believe or disbelieve, reject Allah, reject the day, reject resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in a way of not, you all will be brought back. Turja'un in a passive, that you all will be brought back, whether you like it or not, in other words. Turja'una fihi, on that day, you will all be brought back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the day of resurrection, the day that all will be brought back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that day, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا. And the trumpet will be blown, and everything on the heavens and the earth, فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everyone in the heavens and the earth will collapse and die and perish. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except for whomever Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Then it will be blown again. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And then suddenly they will be standing. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Then they will be suddenly stood, meaning resurrected, watching on. يَنْظُرُونَ. That is the day. The day, the second trumpet. So سَاعَةٌ can be the end of the world, heavens and the earth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it all to an end. And in between that are the barzakh. The barzakh, a time and sphere and a place for souls that we have no measure of. Allah only knows. Allah only knows. It is not time and space as we know it here. And then suddenly we'll be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned in hadith in Bukhari Muslim, from Aisha radiallahu anha, said some Arabs, Bedouin Arabs, came to the Messenger of Allah, said, Matasa'a, when will be the last hour? So the Prophet ﷺ, nazara ila ahdathi minhum. He looked at the youngest amongst them and he said, this one, this young one amongst your group, if he lives, he will not reach old age. He will not reach, and yet you will face your last hour. Meaning death itself will come. That is the hour. Because after death, a'mal are all finished. As the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ الَّذِي رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. This hadith, when a person dies, their deeds finished. انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ, except from three things. فِي صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ, in sadaqah that he or she has given, which is continuing to benefit people. وَفِي عَمَلٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, and any knowledge he or she has taught that people are still benefiting from. وَوَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ, and from a child or children who are salih, who are pious and good children. There's a condition. Who still make dua for this person who's died. All those three are the only exceptions that can still increase your deeds for good. Otherwise, it's all over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that day, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, the day on which the heavens and the earth will be replaced by another heaven and earth. Not these heavens and earth. They'll be destroyed. تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. And then they will appear, meaning us. They will all be brought forward and appear before the one, Al-Wahid, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Asma'ul Husna. Al-Wahid, also Al-Ahad is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ahad means the unique one. The unique one. So a slight difference in the meaning. And Al-Wahid means the one and only who's worthy of worship. Ilahum Wahid. Often comes with Ilahum Wahid. The God, the only God who's worthy of worship. They will appear then, all of them, before the one who is worthy of worship. Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahhar is the one who is overwhelming. Alladhi al-qahiru ala fawqa ibadi, as the Quran says. Al-Qahir fawqa ibadi, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is overwhelming, overcoming over all his creation. He does what he wills with them. He has complete and absolute sovereignty and power. And Al-Qahhar means overwhelming to the highest extent, supreme. That's who you're going to be standing in front of. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning on purpose how you're going to be. That is the day. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying that, وَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ وَتَرَى الْمُجِرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ, you will see on that day the criminals, the disbelievers, the wrongdoers. On that day, they will be bound together in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ وَتَغْشَى, their garments will be of burning tar. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ, and their faces will be covered with fire. You want it any more vivid than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you vivid pictures of what's coming? Yeah. Hence, beware of the day. Yeah. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ, the day of judgment, in order that Allah can recompensate and give reward or punishment according to each one, according to what they did. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Surely Allah is swift in punishment, in taking account. Surely Allah is swift in taking account. And that's what's coming. So be mindful, beware of that day that's coming. That's coming. Where you'll stand before turja'una ilallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And they have not given the high regard to Allah, what is due to Him. That includes us, O Muslims. Because we have forgotten and don't really know who Allah is. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Why? Because we go around also as though Allah is under trial and questioning. And now you see what's happening in Gaza and in other places and to Muslims. And you see Muslims commonly saying, why are our du'as not being answered? 3 million people gathered at Hajj, 4.2 million gathered at the end of Ramadan, and still they're still suffering. Why is Allah not answering? To ask that question, why is Allah not changing the situation or listening to our du'as, itself on the verge of kufr. It means you don't understand. It means you think you know Allah. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Who are you questioning? لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not questioned for what he does. It is they who will be questioned. Allah is not on trial. What can you do to Allah? Allah is going to bring you and me to stand before Him, not the other way around, brothers and sisters. Some say, oh yeah, when I get there, I'm going to ask Allah, why did... You're going to ask? You won't dare to speak. You'll be shaking in your shoes worse than that when you come together, gathered naked before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will dare to speak except by His permission. And you're going to question Allah? You think you're going to question Allah? And you're questioning Him now because you think you understand what is going on in the realm of the universe and you know nothing. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what is all around them. In front and behind, meaning all around us. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. And they have encompassed nothing of the knowledge of Allah except what He wills to give. Knowledge of Allah means in all realms and fields, including science and mathematics, everything. It is what Allah has given. And people think that they've discovered it. Oh no, it is not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're trying to understand that. Yeah. Not giving due regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Why? What does Allah say after that? حَقَّ قَدْرِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the earth will be in His grasp on the day of resurrection. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّةٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. And the heavens will be folded up in His right hand. Glory be to Allah. Do we know who we're questioning? And the heavens will be folded up in His right hand. Glory be to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Glory be to Him. How high He is above all that they associate with Him, including my mind and my ideas I associate and I think I understand. You understand nothing. Yours is to be in the situation that Allah puts. Allah al-Qahhar, what does it mean? He does whatever He wills. He's not the one who questions. يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ, as Allah says in the Quran. He does whatever He intends to do and wills. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He does whatever He wills. What power you and I have to question? when every heartbeat in my body and yours is taking permission from Allah before it beats? Is it not, brothers and sisters? Is it not? And all this about, oh, why is evil in the world? This is a question that Muslims really, really were able to always answer. It became a problem for atheists and Christians. The atheist, in their irony, not believing in God, and yet at the same time saying, oh, why is there evil in the world? These people don't believe in a hereafter. They have no idea. They are misguided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world for trial. We're here for trial. This is not Jannah. There is an Akhirah, Khayrun wa Abqa, which is better and everlasting. Immortality is not here, brothers and sisters. This is a place of trial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a place of trial, says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who created death. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the creation of death before He mentions life. Before you get carried away of thinking just about life. And we are like that. Because as soon as death comes, we think, oh, wow, oh, he's gone too early. She's gone too early. Not only my death. We are here, Allah saying, to test each one of you to see who was best in their behavior and deeds. Yeah. That includes the death of others that we love. How are we going to behave? Death of those innocent ones that's going on. Yeah. Who's under trial? With all the things that are taking place of evil. You question evil when Allah's there. Well, Allah created Iblis. Is it not so? In His wisdom. Allah decided, and then you say, oh, Ya Allah, why did you... Well, who are you to ask why He created Iblis? You get on with the test and trial that you've got. Allah created Iblis. Allah makes it possible for you to do anything. You can't even stand up without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're guided by the blessing of Allah if we are sincere. And if we are zalimeen, Allah doesn't guide you. That's how utterly dependent we are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created Iblis. Allah created the trial and the whispers of shaitan to see what you're going to choose. We're under trial. So when evil is going on, it is the zalimeen, the tyrants and the oppressors are under trial. No doubt about that. لا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Do not think that Allah is oblivious of what the zalimeen, the tyrants and oppressors and evildoers are doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لَيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just giving them rope, till the day when the eyes will be staring in horror. And some of it you've just seen. Some of the ayahs I've mentioned about the horror of that day that's waiting. So no doubt, the oppressors and wrongdoers, but the believers and the mazloom, the ones who are victims of that, they're under trial as well. And you know what, brothers and sisters? I'm less worried about them. Yeah? Because they're going saying, La ilaha illallah. And we see it. Their iman, because they know that this life is not worth anything. They can see death in front of them. And they are convinced that there's a hereafter where justice will be done. And they hope for Allah's mercy and entrance into paradise to live forever and ever in gardens underneath which rivers flow. Yeah? I'm not worried about them. And the third category of people who are under trial is who? You and me. You and me who are watching. Do we care? Do we have doubts about Allah? We're the ones. The doubters who are watching, they're not even under the oppression, but they're in danger of having and gaining nothing in the hereafter. And the victims who are perishing are in hope of having everything in the hereafter. So worry about us. What am I doing? What am I doing in my life? How much closer am I to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I busy doing good deeds? Right under my nose, what's going on? Or have I become oblivious? Yeah? It's okay. Watch the news from far off and say, why this, why that, and then just carry on with dunya, dunya, dunya. Is that what we're like? Actually, majority of the Muslim ummah, I assure you, is like that. That's why we're in the state we're in, actually. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم إنه غفور رحيم. There's still some gaps, please. Close them. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقال تعالى واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. So beware of the day on which you will be brought back. ترجعون to Allah. ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت. Then each soul will be recompensed. توفى, yeah, will be fully recompensed. This idea of tuwaffa, again, it's in the passive. Yeah. Each soul will be fully recompensed for what it did. Bima kasabat. Wahum la yudlamun. Again, in the passive. And no one will be wronged. That no one will be wronged from the souls, we don't need to worry about. Because the compensator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't need to worry. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see this little deed I've done because nobody else has seen it? Am I going to get anything? Yeah? We don't need to worry about that. In fact, do it without others seeing if you can, to avoid ria, to avoid doing it for being seen of doing it. Yeah? وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever does a mustard degree of good will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever does a mustard degree of bad, they will see it as well, meaning see its consequences on the day of judgment. Allah is not ghafil of anything, brothers and sisters. Nothing goes amiss. Nothing goes amiss. قُلْ اعْمَلُوا. So do, carry on. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Soon Allah will see the deeds that you did and His Messenger and the believers, meaning they'll become on display on the Day of Judgment. That day is coming. So be busy in doing good deeds. That's what it's all about. How busy are we in doing good deeds, preparing for that which is imminent? And to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to Him and His Majesty. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith alladhi rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, inna Allah rawahu al-Muslim, inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa fi riwayatin ajsadikum wa ajsamikum wa amwalikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum wa fi riwayatin fi sahih Muslim fihi وَأَشَارَ بِأَصَابِعِهِ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Surely Allah does not, the Prophet ﷺ said, look at your shapes and sizes, your physical forms, or your wealth. However, He looks at your hearts and your deeds. Your hearts and your deeds. And hearts is very important. That's why in the Muslim hadith, the Prophet ﷺ then pointed with his finger as he said this to his heart. How many are those who outwardly seemingly to be doing good deeds will get nothing from those good deeds because they did them for a different purpose. Not keeping the hereafter in mind. Actually, nay, rejecting Allah, they seem to be doing good deeds. What good can come when you rejected your Creator who controls and owns everything about you and everything around you? What good can come from that? And you reject the paradise. So why? Some of you will say, oh, they were good, you know, are they going to get paradise? No, but he doesn't, he or she doesn't believe in paradise. They rejected Allah. They rejected paradise. They rejected hellfire. So are you going to force Allah to put them into paradise? Who are you? Who are you to even question that? Leave it to Allah the judge. Allah will judge. So ikhlas and the heart being in the right place. And if you take the example of sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O you who believe, don't destroy all the charitable things and charity that you give. Don't destroy it all, meaning its rewards. How? Bil manni wal adha. By keep on telling the people how much you've given favors to them. Oh, don't you remember I did that for you? Don't you remember I did that for you? I gave you that. Well, as they're looking down on people because you've given them some, you know, benefit. So you treat them like dirt now. Whether it's the beggar on the street or anybody else in family, outside family. Isn't that what people do? Actually, sadly, majority of Muslims behave like that. Allah saying, finished. It's already finished. You've got nothing. La tubtilu. Because that is like the person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Kalladhi yunfiqu malahu ria'an nas. It is like the person who spends of his or her wealth giving in so-called charity so that people can see, oh, how charitable. Oh, they give thousands. Oh, he's really, you know, he really does a lot of charitable things. And that's what they're after. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ They're like also the one who's doing it just for sure and doesn't believe in Allah on the last day. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ Their similitude is like the similitude of a rock. It has a thin layer of earth on it. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَقَهُ صَلْدًا And then heavy rainfall falls on it. Heavy rainfall, normally in fertile soil, produces its crop. The heavy rainfall represents... Yeah, I'll finish now, inshallah. Heavy rainfall represents the generous sadaqah that you're giving. But how does it leave the rock? Allah says it leaves the rock bare. Nothing comes from it. لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا No... Reward is there accountable for all that they did. So, doing deeds, but with the right intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we're alive, this is the opportunity for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll finish with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fafirru ila Allah. So, flee and escape. It's not run, it's escape to Allah. Escape to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ About the believers, about the muhsineen, muttaqeen. So they ask forgiveness from Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Then Allah says, and who else can forgive sins except Allah? And this is supposed to be our attitude. Complete humility and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who submit to Him. For those who ask forgiveness of Him and do tawbah to Him day and night, how much in need are we of doing that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts, increase us in iman, forgive us our shortcomings and our sins. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى الصلاة يا إخوة